Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
My dear friends, have you ever wondered why life sometimes feels like a relentless uphill battle? Have you questioned why, just when things seem to be going well, unexpected challenges arise? Today, we will look at a profound truth that may shed light on these perplexing questions. I will explore with you the reasons behind the devil's attacks, equipping you with knowledge and spiritual tools to stand firm in your faith. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're a master chess player, carefully planning each move on the board. Suddenly, your opponent makes an unexpected and aggressive play, threatening to dismantle your strategy. This surprising move represents the attacks of the enemy, always seeking to disrupt our peace and steal our joy. But just as a skilled chess player can adapt their strategy to counter any move, we too can overcome these spiritual attacks with God's guidance and strength. In 1 Peter 5 verse 8, we find a powerful warning. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This verse reminds us that the enemy is always on the prowl, looking for moments of weakness to strike. But we can prepare ourselves with the full armor of God, ready to stand firm against every attack. Let's begin this journey of understanding and empowerment together as we explore three reasons why the devil attacks you. Number one, the devil's fear of your potential. My friends, the first reason the devil attacks you is because he fears your God-given potential. He understands the power that lies dormant within you, waiting to be awakened by faith. The enemy knows that when you fully embrace your identity in Christ, you become an unstoppable force for good in this world. This truth is beautifully captured in Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has crafted you with intention and purpose, equipping you with unique gifts and talents. The devil trembles at the thought of you discovering and utilizing these gifts to their fullest extent. He knows that your potential, when realized, can bring light to the darkest corners of this world. That's why he works tirelessly to distract you, to make you doubt yourself, and to keep you focused on your limitations rather than your possibilities. But my dear friends, I urge you to see beyond these deceptions. You are not defined by your past mistakes or current struggles. You are defined by the love of God and the purpose he has instilled within you. The enemy's attacks are often a sign that you're moving in the right direction, that you're getting closer to fulfilling your divine calling. When you face opposition, remember the words of James 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Your resistance against the devil's schemes is not fought in your own strength, but in the power of God working through you. Each time you choose faith over fear, love over hate, good over evil, and perseverance over giving up, you're demonstrating the very potential the enemy fears. You're showing that his tactics have no power over a child of God who knows their true identity. Consider the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. From the pit to the prison, he faced continuous attacks designed to crush his spirit and derail his destiny. Yet, through it all, Joseph held on to his faith and his integrity. He refused to let the enemy's attacks define him or deter him from his purpose. And in the end, God used every trial that Joseph endured to position him for greatness and to save many lives. Your story may look different from Joseph's, but the principle remains the same. The attacks you face are not meant to destroy you, but to distract you from your divine potential. The enemy knows that if he can keep you focused on your problems, you'll miss the opportunities that God is placing before you. But when you shift your focus to God's promises and the potential that he sees in you, you begin to see your challenges in a...
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
New light. They become opportunities for growth, for deepening your faith, and for witnessing God's power at work in your life. Romans 8, verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Even the attacks of the enemy can be turned around for your good when you're walking in step with God's purpose for your life. So, my friends, I encourage you to embrace your God-given potential with boldness. Don't let the enemy's attacks make you shrink back or play small. Instead, let them fuel your determination to become all that God has created you to be. Remember, the size of the attack often correlates with the size of the calling on your life. The greater your potential impact for God's kingdom, the more the enemy will try to hinder you. But take heart, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, as 1 John 4 verse 4 assures us. You have within you the power of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. There is no attack, no scheme, no plan of the enemy that can stand against the power of God, working through a believer who understands their true identity and potential in Christ. So, stand tall, my dear friend. Embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth. See the attacks as confirmation that you're on the right path, moving closer to fulfilling your God-given purpose. And most importantly, remember that you're not fighting this battle alone. God is with you, empowering you, guiding you, and using even the enemy's attacks to shape you into the person that he's called you to be. Your potential in Christ is limitless. Don't let the enemy's fear of that potential hold you back from experiencing the fullness of life that God has prepared for you. Number two, the devil's attempt to disrupt your destiny. My friends, the second reason the devil attacks you is to disrupt your divine destiny. The enemy understands that God has a unique and powerful plan for your life. He knows that your faithfulness to this plan can have a ripple effect, touching countless lives and advancing God's kingdom. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we find a beautiful promise. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's thoughts toward you are of peace, hope, and a future filled with purpose. The devil, however, wants to derail this plan and keep you from stepping into your God-ordained destiny. As it says in John 10, verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The devil uses various tactics to distract you, discourage you, and make you doubt God's goodness and faithfulness. But let me remind you again, this, my dear friends, the attacks you face are often signs that you're on the right path. They're indicators that you're moving closer to fulfilling your divine purpose. The enemy doesn't waste time attacking those who pose no threat to his schemes. He focuses his efforts on those who are actively pursuing God's will for their lives. Think about the life of Paul, formerly known as Saul. Once he encountered Christ and began fulfilling his destiny as an apostle, he faced relentless attacks. Yet, in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, Paul writes, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Paul understood that the attacks he faced were not signs of God's absence, but opportunities for God's strength to be manifested in his life. The same is true for you, my friend. When you face opposition, remember that it's often a sign that you're moving in the right direction. The enemy's attacks are desperate attempts to knock you off course, to make you question your calling, and to convince you that the journey is too difficult. But I urge you, don't fall for these deceptions. Your destiny in Christ is far too important and impactful to be easily derailed. God's plan for your life extends far beyond your personal success or comfort. It's about impacting lives, spreading his love, and being a beacon of hope in a world that desperately needs it. The enemy knows this, and that's why he fights so hard against you. But take heart, for we have this assurance in Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? No attack, no scheme, no plan of the enemy can ultimately prevail against God's purpose for your life. When you align yourself with God's will, you become an unstoppable force for good in this world. The key is to stay focused on God's promises rather than the enemy's threats. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Remember the words of Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This verse is not just a promise of protection, but a declaration of your victory in Christ. The attacks may come, but they will not prosper. The enemy may form weapons against you, but they will not succeed in derailing your destiny. My friends, I want you to understand that your journey towards your divine destiny is not always going to be smooth. There will be challenges, there will be setbacks, and there will be times when you feel like giving up. But these are precisely the moments when you need to press in closer to God. These are the times when you need to remind yourself of his faithfulness and his promises. In Philippians 1 verse 6, we're given this powerful assurance. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is not a quitter, and he doesn't start something he won't finish. The good work he has begun in your life, your calling, your purpose, your destiny, he will bring to completion. The enemy's attacks cannot change this truth. They may delay, they may distract, but they cannot ultimately defeat God's plan for your life. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to stand firm in the face of opposition. Don't let the enemy's attacks make you doubt your calling or question your worth. Instead, see them as confirmation that you're on the right path, moving closer to fulfilling your God-given destiny. Remember, the size of the attack often correlates with the size of the calling on your life. The greater your potential impact for God's kingdom, the more the enemy will try to hinder you. But take heart, for we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, as Romans 8 verse 37 declares. You have within you the power to overcome every obstacle, to push through every barrier, and to fulfill the destiny that God has prepared for you. So, stand tall, my friends. Embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth. See the attacks as signs that you're moving in the right direction. And most importantly, remember that you're not walking this path alone. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and using even the enemy's attacks to shape you into the person he's called you to be. Your destiny in Christ is secure. Don't let the enemy's attempts to disrupt it hold you back from experiencing the fullness of life and purpose that God has prepared for you. And number three, the devil's fear of your testimony. My friends, the third reason the devil attacks you is because he fears the power of your testimony. Your story of faith, resilience, and God's faithfulness has the potential to inspire and transform lives. The enemy knows that when you share your experiences of overcoming challenges through God's strength, it can ignite faith in others and expand God's kingdom. In Revelation 12, verse 11, we find a powerful truth. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Your testimony is not just a recounting of events. It's a weapon against the enemy's lies and deceptions. When you share how God has worked in your life, you're declaring his goodness and power to the world. This declaration weakens the enemy's influence and strengthens the faith of those around you. The devil fears this ripple effect of faith that your testimony can create. He knows that your story of God's faithfulness can inspire others to trust in God, even in their darkest moments. That's why he often attacks most fiercely when you're on the verge of a breakthrough or when you've just experienced a significant victory. He wants to silence your testimony before it can impact others. But my dear friends, I urge you not to let the enemy's attacks silence you. Your story matters more than you might realize. In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, Paul writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Your experiences of God's comfort and deliverance are not just for your benefit. They're meant to be shared, to bring hope and encouragement to others who are going through similar struggles. The enemy knows this, and that's why he fights so hard to discourage you from sharing your story. But remember, every attack you overcome becomes another chapter in your testimony. Every challenge you face with faith becomes another opportunity to witness God's power at work in your life. So, my friends, I encourage you to share your story boldly. Don't let the fear of criticism or the memory of past failures hold you back. Your testimony has the power to break chains, to heal wounds, and to bring light into the darkest situations. In Mark 5, verse 19, Jesus tells a man he had just delivered, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." This is the instruction of Jesus to you as well. Share what God has done in your life. Let others know of his compassion, his power, and his faithfulness. Your testimony might be exactly what someone needs to hear to find hope in their situation. Remember, the enemy's attacks often intensify when you're about to step into a new level of influence. When you feel the pressure mounting, take it as a sign that your testimony is about to impact lives in a powerful way. Stand firm in your faith. Continue to share your story. And watch as God uses your experiences to bring hope and transformation to those around you. My dear friends, your testimony is a powerful tool in God's kingdom. Don't let the enemy's attacks silence you or make you doubt the significance of your story. Every trial you've overcome, every answered prayer, every moment of God's faithfulness in your life is a testament to his goodness and power. Share these experiences boldly, knowing that your words have the power to change lives and advance God's kingdom. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the Creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega. Your power knows no bounds. Your love is immeasurable, and your grace is unending. I stand in awe of your majesty, your wisdom, and your perfect plan for my life. Lord, I thank you for your unwavering presence in my life, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. I am grateful for your protection, provision, guidance, and the strength that you provide when I face the enemy's attacks. Thank you for the potential that you've placed within me and the destiny you've prepared for me. Father, I come before you with a repentant heart, asking for forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I pray for discernment to recognize the enemy's attacks and the courage to stand firm against them. Strengthen my faith, O God, that I may not waver in the face of opposition. Help me to fully embrace the potential that you've placed within me, to step boldly into the destiny you've prepared. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke every plan of the enemy to derail my purpose and silence my testimony. I bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for wisdom to understand the significance of my testimony and the courage to share it boldly. Use my story, Lord, to bring hope and encouragement to others who are struggling. Let my life be a testament to your faithfulness and power. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Lord, protect me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come in the form of illness, financial hardship, or conflicts in my relationships. Shield me from deception and grant me clarity of mind to discern your voice amidst the noise of this world. I pray for your blessings upon my loved ones, that they too may recognize their God-given potential and walk in their divine destiny. Protect them from the enemy's schemes, and let your favor surround them like a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's strength, protection, and breakthrough. We declare victory over every attack of the enemy in our lives. We claim the healing that is rightfully ours through the stripes of Jesus. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in power and authority. Grant us the courage to share our testimonies boldly, knowing that our stories have the power to change lives. We thank you for your faithfulness in our past, your presence in our present, and your promises for our future. Guide us, O Lord. Protect us from every scheme of the enemy, and help us to stand firm in our faith. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.